All right, good morning, Chair Postman, members Garrett, Bolland Office staff and guests. Lobbies are open. Recording has begun.
Thanks, Seth. Morning, everybody. We'll convene the caucus meeting for Tuesday, June 25th, 2024. We only have one thing on our agenda today, and that's an opportunity for the board to talk amongst itself about our board meeting procedures, specifically public comment periods and things of that sort, because I know all of us have had questions and concerns about it. So this is the first chance we've had to all be in the room together to talk about it. I think the first question that we all had was, you know, how long should each public comment period? We do 4 minutes. I'm not even sure why we have four. It's just what we started with. I think it was a holdover. Some interest in maybe bringing that down to 3 minutes, just permanently, for every speaker. And then I think the other thing we have to talk about is the ability to further curtail public comment if we have a huge turnout as the legislature and other public bodies in state government do. It just turns out we've had probably the most permissive liberal public comment period. Other state agencies that are run by boards. Not there aren't any others with the exact same governance structure that we have, but some don't do any public comment. You have to only submit and write it, which I think is overly onerous and unfair. But so we're really at one far end of it, and I think it would be in the name of sort of smooth running operations to be able to streamline that again on a regular basis, permanent basis, ongoing, as well as the ability to restrict when it looks like we're going to have, you know, more than 20 people signed up, which just makes for a very, very long and sometimes contentious meeting. But anyhow, those are my thoughts. You all?
I can go, Ollie, do you want to go ahead or do you want me to?
You can go ahead.
Okay. So, David, thank you for bringing this topic up. So I've been on the board now, unbelievably, 2 years now. And I have to say that I was surprised when I joined the board that we had as liberal amount of time for public comment. And it's more than I've seen in any other state or county agency in terms of allotment of time. And I have to say, I'm also proud of the fact that the LCB offers so many opportunities for public engagement. I think we do an incredible job positioning ourselves and allowing the public to interface with us and interface not just with a certain subset of LCB, but directors and board members, etc. So I think we do a really good job at public engagement. But 4 minutes is a long time, especially in light of the fact that sometimes we do have a number of people signed up. And as long as we are making clear that in addition to your 3 minutes or whatever amount of time that we decide upon, that people can still, even though, as you say, it is onerous to write public comment, but if in fact you feel like you've got more than whatever the allotted amount of time is, we still want to hear from you. And we still offer that opportunity. I think it makes sense that we consider reducing the amount of time.
Yeah, thanks for that. And also, I think just to be clear, when you talk about all the different opportunities people have, most of it, a lot of it's outside of any board meeting, right? We have stakeholder outreach meetings online, in person, et cetera, feedback, surveys, and those things. Not suggesting anything of that changes or needs to be cut back at all. We're just talking about the sort of organized running of our meetings.
This is Ali, and I agree with what Jim just said, and I do agree with the length of time of 4 minutes being long and reducing it to three. On the piece about, and I know we have the authority right now to change the time based on size or anything. I don't know of more than one, maybe two instances where that could apply. And I guess my question is, rather than being put in a biased situation of determining now let's go Lord in three because of this or because of that. Is there a time frame on the board meeting to where regardless, even because we are now dropping it to three, so if the board meeting is to go till 11 or to noon, it's just because when I'm on the hearings and things, they don't go past the time of the meeting rather than trying to be biased and determine something based on number of people. Is there a time frame where the board meeting ends?
What do you mean by bias?
Well, it puts you into a situation to determine this particular meeting based on number of people. We are going to now drop it, Lord, in three to take that away.
Yeah, but that's not, I mean, I think we have to have that ability, and we have to trust ourselves that we're not making those decisions based on anything other than the orderly running of our meetings as the legislature.
Well, I mean, we have to determine, is it going to be that decision is made based on 20 people, 30 people? There is something more that goes into making that decision, I would think.
Well, again, I don't think there is for most bodies, but I think we could say whatever, you know, we can and often do go longer when we have a room full of people. There's been times where, you know, our meetings have lasted till noon. And then even after that, in the room here after adjournment. So we don't always have that hard stop that the legislative committee might.
And that's what I'm saying. Should we have a hard stop?
That's where I was just going to go. I was going to ask if we could have that conversation, because I feel like sometimes, and I've had a particular example where we went over, I didn't want to leave because I felt like I needed to be there. But at the same time, I had a flight to catch. And so I had to make a decision. Do I miss my flight or do I stay here and listen? Because I think it was a really interesting conversation. And I wonder sometimes how many other people attend our meetings who have other meetings to attend. And so therefore, they have to decide, do I leave this meeting early and do I miss things, or do I stay here and listen to the rest of this meeting? Versus if we had a hard stop, our meetings are from this time to this time, people calendar it, they know, okay, the meeting's going to end at this time. And I think, Ollie, if I'm hearing you right, it's like, okay, so then if we have a hard stop, we take the number of people, we divide it by how many minutes we have for public comment, and we adjust the time accordingly. Is that what I'm hearing?
Yeah, that is something that is more based on, yes.
But
the time, the hard stop.
Up to 3 minutes and...
Right. And that people know there's a hard stop. So even if it's 3 minutes, if you want, and you see there are a lot of people and you want to allot your time for more people to speak. But I think it's better based on a hard stop than number of people. And we are already going to 3 minutes.
Right. And hopefully that helps overall. But, you know, there have been some times where they've gone long. And I think there are times when we want to hear that. And it's not about, you know, that hard stop. And it's probably happened 4 times in the last 3 years where, you know, a single issue got to the point where we had much more than an hour of testimony. And in some of those cases, I think it's hard to say we're going to do a hard stop. You know, that means some people won't have any chance to speak on something that's a one-time issue, not something that's a recurring issue that they could come and talk to about any day. So
couldn't we in those situations, as Ollie's suggesting, like we know how many people are signed up online and we know how many people are in the room. And if we had a hard stop, we basically do the math and hey, this meeting, and again, you're right, it doesn't happen very often. So we're not even talking about this being something that we would have to implement very regularly, but based on the fact that we have a hard stop, there's 20 people online, we have X number of minutes divided in that particular meeting, the public comment is less than 3 minutes just because we've got a hard stop. I mean, we see
Right.
it in the legislature all the time. I mean, and I'm
Right.
not suggesting we go to 30-second increments like I've seen there,
That
but
could happen though, if on those big days. And then I think the question is, why wouldn't we want to be able to use our judgment to say, let's extend, let's have that conversation. We should again trust our own judgment and not be
well, I
cowed.
mean, that could still be done when there's a hard stop, is trusting our judgment at this particular subject. I mean, it doesn't take that away.
Yeah, it does. A hard stop, that is the definition of takes it away. It's a hard stop. Then we're saying we're not going to go past X o'clock, right?
One thing that we might want to consider is the fact that, again, if we don't have a hard stop, and I'm a person who signed on and I do have a hard stop, then I'm being excluded from the rest of the conversation. So it kind of
Right.
goes both ways.
Right. I just think it's cleaner that, and I agree that we go down to 3 minutes and also set a hard stop of our board meetings.
And how long do you want the board meetings to go? What is the hard stop then?
I think the one thing that, like Jim just said, it's at noon, and people know coming in that no matter what, the board meetings never go past noon or something. I don't know. Jim, what do you think?
Yeah, I was thinking 1.5 to 2 hours. I mean, I think that that's plenty of time for a board meeting. And I could go either way, 1.5 or 2 hours. And
Right.
again, I think we're talking about a very limited amount of time that this would occur, but it
Exactly.
does make sure that if I'm logging on, I'm going to be able to participate because the meeting's going to adjust to accommodate the large volume of people.
Within reason. I mean, everyone has to understand that they're possible there's meetings where not everybody who comes in the room or signs up gets a chance to talk. We can't control that, right? Because like you said, you might have to then restrict people to 30 seconds. And they always, back to what your first point, Jen, they always have the ability to submit something in writing, either supplementally to what they said in testimony or instead of, and testifying doesn't forego your right to submit something in writing. And
And we and
should
you and you're
remind
actually
people of that.
Yeah, and you're actually pointing something out too, reminding me. We also post these online so people can, in fact, go back and watch if they
Well,
have to. So
they
just
can't participate
remembering
after,
that
but
too.
they don't have to miss anything.
Should the hard stop be 11:30 or noon while we're having this conversation on hard stop?
I don't know. I don't know how many times we've gone past 11:30. Probably only a handful of times, right, Dustin?
Yeah.
Okay, so 11:30.
Well, I don't know. I mean, it seems so arbitrary because it's at least in my calendar, it's clear. I don't book something right after this meeting, so or that meeting. But
But for this discussion today, are we saying 11:30 hard stop and going to 3 minutes?
I guess I don't know what I would say, whether 11:30 or 12. Doesn't
I
matter.
would say that based on how often we go beyond 11:30, 11:30 makes sense to me, with a 3 minute time limit, but I could also be convinced of noon, but 11:30 makes sense to me.
And I'm good with 11:30.
All right, then let's do 11:30 in 3 minutes, and we'll just have to have someone do math when we have a lot of people signed up and figure out what else we need to do to get the testimony in there. And I just
As
want to
long as
say,
I'm not asked to do the math part, I think I'm good with
yeah, well, we'll
that.
bring our CFO down for that or something. Have auditors come in and do that. And we can, we don't, have we decided yet about a board meeting for next week?
We have not yet.
So,
As it stands right now, the rules team does not have anything to present.
but let's just to make this easy, have this start not July 3rd, but the board meeting follow July 17th. So as of July 17th, we'll have the
That sounds
new
good.
rules in place. But I just want to say on my own behalf here, I don't think there's any question about bias here. I don't believe I showed bias in my decision before. And I think we've gone out of our way in the 3.5 years I've been here to listen to a lot of people in a lot of different forums and let people repeat themselves. And unfortunately, even let people, make threats and intimidate. So it's unfortunate that some see that as bias. I don't, and I feel pretty confident about that. But
and that's the reason I clearly was saying so that we're not in any bias situation, not implying that there has been.
Anything else about board meetings or testimony or anything that either of you wanted to bring up?
No, I'm good.
Okay. Then we'll figure out in the next day here what we're doing on the third, whether we were thinking about maybe doing a double, a Tuesday board meeting again, but.
The rules team doesn't have anything. They won't have anything
ready. They have nothing. So you're saying we're not going to have a meeting.
They don't have anything for us.
Oh. Is that right?
What's that?
Rules team doesn't have anything to bring forward if we do the third?
Not on the third. We were anticipating that that may not happen, so we didn't want to build everything in to get pushed. So we have stuff on the 17th.
Then I'd say we should cancel the board meeting and the caucus for next week.
That makes sense.
To that?
So I do have a question for the board. If
okay.
You're willing to entertain it.
Of course, Justin's got a question for us.
So as far as the timelines that you're talking about on the testimony, there may be something that we want to talk about around public hearings.
Oh, yeah.
Because a public hearing doesn't have to happen at the board meeting.
Right.
You can actually do it just following a board meeting, so you don't have to set.
Can you guys hear Justin okay?
As strict of a time limit for a public hearing. That way everybody gets heard. But we could potentially do something like that. Or if we do build in the public hearings in the board meetings, we'll probably want to talk about making sure that there's enough time, that it's not an overpacked agenda, so we give time. So just something for consideration on the public hearing piece, because that's different than what you guys were talking about on the
that's a good question
comment.
I think public hearings have to take precedence over the average public comment, and we for the most part have really short public hearings, really. I mean,
yeah, I was gonna say we don't
piled up, so. But we'll, you're right. I think we'll just have to watch that when we have a public hearing on the agenda that comes before public comment. We'll see how much time is remaining for who might be signed up that day. But you're right. I think we front load the public hearing to make sure that has adequate time for everybody who signs up. And I think the question then is, are public hearing comments also, we're 4 minutes. Are we moving public hearing comments to 3 minutes or just average public comment?
I thought it was all, like everything.
I was going to say I'm all for consistency, and unless there's a reason to consider otherwise, it makes sense that we would make them consistent.
Okay, then it's just we got to make sure we reflect that on all the documents that we have related to public hearings as well. So, okay, good question. We'll do that. Okay, anything else from anybody?
No.
I have on this particular topic, or are we going to have one final call for?
Oh, we don't know. Yeah, anything. It's now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So I just wanted to let folks know, and I sent an email out this morning. I was at a conference last week, the International Society for the Study of Drug Policy. It was excellent. It was very, very good. And it covered a broad array of topics, but I created my own cannabis track, if you will, within the conference because there were enough cannabis related. There was only one on nicotine, which I did attend, but it did cover harm reduction and opioid and fentanyl and a whole bunch of other stuff that I didn't actually attend. But the cannabis track was very, very good. So I sent out this morning, one, the agenda of the conference. Two, they had two different documents. One was a summary of the conference sessions, and then another on the poster sessions that were there. So I sent those out if people are interested. And as I meet with like the research team and Kristen and others, I'll probably talk more specifically about some of the topics. But please do take a look. And if you're interested, let me know and I can maybe find a time to connect with you about the conference. And I asked Dustin to forward it to anybody that he felt like would be interested. So if you didn't get it and you're interested, just check in with Dustin and he can send you a copy of the agenda and the abstracts for the sessions. They were very good.
Great. Yeah, I'd love to see it.
Yeah, one Thank quick you. Thing, if it was in Montreal, and I didn't realize the significant differences in the provinces and how they've each implemented cannabis, and Quebec is one of the strictest, and so I had the opportunity to visit one of the retail establishments there, and it was just really interesting to see how they've done it, and then there was also presentations on the outcomes based on provinces and based on how they've implemented. So it was really interesting.
Is Quebec, is product just kind of a brown paper bag label? Or do they
somewhat. It's not quite brown paper bag, but it's very, there's not a lot of, there's none of that. And they're also state ran. And so all of the employees are state employees in that particular province. And so it's just, they don't have the same kind of turnover. And so anyway, it was just very interesting.
Do they have mandatory training?
They do have mandatory training. It's equivalent to masked training for employees in those establishments.
Interesting.
And they have really interesting conversations with new users who are coming in and, you know, what they're looking for and high concentration products. It was very interesting.
Cool.
Also, the our myself and the internal LCB Task Force social equity met, and we've actually gone over all of the input from the community meetings of recommendations and suggestions with our scoring rubric, and we looked at all of the comments, and we've had discussions based on the coming up with a potential new scoring rubric to present to the board. So when we have that ready, and I think we are giving ourselves at least 2 weeks to incorporate from the meeting and the conversations to present and come to a board caucus to present what we've come up with now as a potential updated scoring rubric based on public comments. It was a great meeting. Staff is doing a great job on listening to the community, listening to what we have, what's being recommended, and to make sure that we are factoring all voices into our final product that we want to present.
I'd love to see the stakeholder feedback document. If someone can send that to me, that'd be great. Okay. Last call. All right, we're adjourned and we're off next week then. Nothing on Tuesday or Wednesday of next week, everybody. So have a great 4th of July.
Thank you.
Thank you.